Well, good evening. How is everybody doing? Amen. Give obedience to God, my Father, Jesus Christ, who is the Lord and Savior of my life, to your pastor, my friend and brother beloved, Brother Jim, thank you, sir, for this incredible privilege that you have given me to come back here at First Baptist Church Gonzales. As you said, I was, Sam and I, on the way here, was trying to figure out how long it's been. And it's been 18, 19 years since I've been here before. That's when I had black hair and an afro. And so I am just thinking, when he was down in that our association meeting in January, it was so good to see. I had not seen him in years. And I said, man, it's good to see you. He said, good to see you, Fred. He said, I would love for you to come back to First Baptist and be with us. I said, man, I would love to come back. And so he invited me, and I'm here, and so I'm thanking God for this wonderful privilege and opportunity. To all the other ministers of the gospel who are here tonight, all the guests who are assembled here tonight, I'm indeed delighted and excited because I have been invited to be back here with you on tonight. I'm honored to be here and honored to have some of the folk from Franklin Avenue here with me on today. I'm looking in each section, and some of them are there. I would like all the folk, whether you're presently at Franklin Avenue or like the Masons at one time, you were at Franklin Avenue, but a woman named Katrina moved you out of New Orleans. All the Franklinites that are here, please stand. Just want to acknowledge your presence here. Look at Linda. Titus, Alicia, good to see y'all. Amen, amen. Willie, amen. How y'all doing, Brenda? God bless y'all. God bless you. Pastor White, didn't see you there. How you doing, Alicia? God bless y'all. We used to be part of our staff there at FABC. Got there. Oh, but man, I can't believe it. Look at this young man getting out the way, getting grown. And I just thank the Lord for this wonderful privilege and opportunity that God has given me. As Pastor said on last Sunday, I made 39 years as pastor, only church I've ever pastored in my life. I was a street preacher in the Lord Night Ward, and God allowed me to pastor this church with 65 members, and God is blessed to where we are today. And so this past Sunday, to those of you who did not hear, I announced my retirement through tears and heartaches. It was just tough time. Effective next year I'll be 70 years old. Titus, can you believe that? 70 years old, and I'll be at the church for 40 years. And so those are two good round numbers, and so I'm excited about that. I'm calling a special meeting at our church on November the 3rd that the church would really support and adopt my succession plan. And my succession plan is that the church would elect my son Chip, who's now our senior associate pastor, elect him as the next senior pastor of Franklin Avenue Baptist Church. So pray for us in that process. Looking forward to a great transition. Some people think I'm leaving already. I mean, last week when I made the announcement that Sunday, a guy met me at the door and said, Pastor, please don't leave us. I ain't going nowhere, bro. I'm going to still be here. And matter of fact, I'm going to sit right, that's my seat, right up there on the second level after I finish here. But it's looking, it's just been a joy and it's a delight. But it's time. It's time. 40 years at the same church is a long time. The only church I've ever pastored. So I'm looking forward to being here. Thank all of you from Franklin Knights who are here tonight. And I thank God for your presence here on tonight. Thank you, Pastor. Your pastor knows a lot of people, a lot of pastors across the city, state, and nation that can be here tonight. But I'm so honored, my brother. You thought enough of this street preacher from New Orleans, Louisiana, man, to be here tonight. And I'm honored, so very honored to be here. Our theme for tonight, it comes in the form of a question. Where is hope? Where is hope? And that's what we plan to convince all of you tonight, that our hope is found in Christ and in Christ alone. With that in mind, please turn your Bibles to the book of Philippians chapter 4. The book of Philippians chapter 4. I want you to look at verse 13 of that chapter. First Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 of that chapter. Very familiar passage of Scripture. Philippians 4, verse 13. If you haven't, please say amen. As a matter of fact, I don't know how y'all doing past this preacher, but y'all can say amen all throughout my sermon. I'm kind of used to it, all right? I love hearing amen. Saying amen to a preacher is like saying sick 'em to a dog. It gets us going. It really really does. Good to see y'all. Good to see you. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, you'll find this word. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Our Father and our God, Master, we thank you and we praise you for the wonderful privilege and opportunity that you've given me to be here tonight at First Baptist Church, Gonzales. Thank you for Brother Sam Lee that drove me up to here, God, on tonight so I can take care of some business on the phone. Thank you for his friendship through the years. God, thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight and be hearing and be blessed by this choir. Thank you for seeing so many Franklinites here, God, from the past and some here on tonight. I pray your blessings and strength upon them. Now, God, as always, bless this time of preaching. Master, as always, let me decrease as you increase. Father, let them not see Fred, but God, let them see Christ. To the end, God, that you may be glorified, the saints of God may be edified, Satan may be horrified, and lost sinners will come to repentance. And we be careful to give your name all of the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And for us, let people of God say, amen. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. With that text in mind, with that theme in mind, I want to preach tonight from the subject, inner strength for outward struggles. Inner strength for outward struggles. First Baptist, one of the greatest decisions that anyone can make is to become a Christian. But the white, one of the greatest choices that anyone can make is to become a Christian. Sister Mason, one of the greatest selections that anyone can make in their lives is to become a Christian. Now, I know that there are other important decisions that we must make in life. Pastor Jim, I know that there are other important choices that we must make in life. I know that there are other important selections that we must make in life. However, my brothers and sisters, I submit to you tonight that out of all the decisions, I submit to you tonight that out of all the choices, I submit to you tonight that out of all the selections that you and I have to make in this life, that no decision, that no choice, that no selection will impact your life more than your decision to become a Christian. Can I say that one more time? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of decisions that we make in life. There are a lot of choices that we make in life, a lot of selections that we make in life. But I promise you, I assure you tonight that no decision, no choice, no selection will impact your life more than your decision to become a Christian. Not that those other decisions we have to make are not important, because they are. It matters what school you decide to attend. It matters what career you choose in your life. It matters who you decide to fall in love with. It matters who you decide to marry or if you choose to stay single. It matters what neighborhood you decide to live in. It matters what church you decide to become a member of. And the list of making decisions, First Baptist, goes on and on and on. However, ladies and gentlemen, again, I submit to you tonight that no decision, I submit to you tonight that no charge, that no selection will make that will impact your life more than your decision to become a Christian. And the reason I say that, Sister Brenda, the reason I say that, Willie, the reason, Coleman, Marissa, I say that is the reason I believe that, the reason I'm sure about that is because 100 years from now, it would not matter what school you decided to attend. 100 years from now, it would not matter what career you chose in life. 100 years from now, it would not matter whether you were married or you decided to stay single. 100 years from now, it would not matter what neighborhood you lived in, because 100 years from now, because of your decision about your relationship with Jesus Christ, will determine where you spend eternity. 100 years from now, it would depend on where you spend eternity. Will you be enjoying everlasting life in heaven? Or will you be enduring torment in hell? In other words, will you be in smoking or non-smoking section? But not only is that decision to become a Christian important 100 years from now, First Baptist, I suggest to you that the decision to become a Christian is important in the day and time that we're living in right now. Think about all the private struggles we have to deal with in life. Think about all the personal struggles we have to deal with in life. Think about all the public struggles we have to deal with in life. However, ladies and gentlemen, one of the benefits of choosing to become a Christian is the fact that because of your relationship with Jesus Christ, you do not have to face those struggles on your own or by yourself. I need to say that one more time. Out of all the benefits of choosing Christ into your life, your relationship with Christ is crucial because out of all the struggles, personal, public, and private struggles that we have in life, because you're a believer and because of your relationship with Jesus Christ, you don't have to take those struggles or deal with those struggles on your own. Therefore, the question must be asked, Fred, how do I deal with my outward struggles? Preacher, how do I handle my outward struggles? Pastor, how can I manage my outward struggles? Well, the Apostle Paul gives us our answer here in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Think about it. Philippians 4:13 is one of the most popular scriptures in the entire Bible. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13 is probably one of the most quoted scriptures in all of the Bible. After Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. After John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I have no doubt that many of us who are Christians, many of us who are born again, I have no doubt that most of us who are Christians have memorized Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, have quoted Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let me prove my point. Without looking at your Bible, without looking at your phone or not looking at your iPad, let's together quote Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that give me. We didn't even practice that. See that? Yeah, yeah. All, we know that scripture. What a great scripture. What a powerful scripture. What a significant gem scripture. However, ladies and gentlemen, I've also discovered a problem that many of us have with this scripture. I have discovered a problem that many of us have with this text, and this is the problem. Many of us have memorized Philippians 4:13. Many of us can quote Philippians 4:13. Many of us know Philippians 4:13. However, many of us fail to practice Philippians 4:13. Many of us fail to model Philippians 4:13. We've memorized it, we've quoted it, we know it, but many of us fail to live out Philippians 4:13. Consequently, many of us are still falling when it comes to our outward struggles. Many of us are still failing when it comes to our outward struggles. Consequently, many of us are still feeble when it comes to our outward struggles. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, I want to share with you tonight three important principles. Don't have three circles, Jim, but I have three important principles, all right? Three important principles to allow Philippians 4:13, the Lord of Family, to become a reality in your life and my life. Three important principles to allow Philippians 4:13 to become an everyday practice, Sam, in our lives. Three important principles that will allow Philippians 4:13 to become a common habit in your life and my life so that you and I can have on a regular basis, so that you and I can have on a regular basis inner strength for outward struggles. Here in our text, one of the greatest Christians who ever lived. Here in our text, one of the greatest believers who ever lived, the Apostle Paul, while living in prison, he was in prison when he wrote this book to the church at Philippi, tells us what we need to know as Christians to have inner strength when dealing with outward struggles. Again, number one, if you're going to have inner strength for our struggle, number one, we must have the right mentality. We must have the right mentality. Look what he says at the beginning of the text. I can do. Titus, I can do. Stop right there. Notice, ladies and gentlemen, we must have the right mentality. Notice Paul did not say, it's possible I can do it. Notice Paul did not say, it's a possibility I can do it. Now notice Paul didn't say, I think I can do it. Paul had the right mentality. So Paul said he was boastful. I can do. all things. He was assured, I can do all things. He was confident, I can do. He was certain, he was motivated, I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. My brothers and my sisters, if you intend to win the outward struggles against the outward struggles in your life, if you intend to be victorious over your outward struggles, you must have the right mentality. I can do it in spite of your struggles, in spite of your obstacles, in spite of your opposition, in spite of the temptation, in spite of the enemy's tactics, but the amazing situation in my life. You must have the mentality of the Apostle Paul. I can do it. That's how young David was victorious over that giant by the name of Goliath. Some of y'all know the story in 1 Samuel chapter 17. All Israel was afraid of Goliath. Big old ugly dude like Shaq. I mean, big old tall dude like Shaq, man. I know he's from LSU, but he's still an ugly tall dude, all right? All Israel was afraid of Goliath. The soldiers were afraid of Goliath. The leaders were afraid of Goliath. Even King Saul himself, since the Lord was afraid of Goliath. However, because of David's relationship with God, David was willing to take on and fight Goliath. When everyone else was afraid, David was motivated. When everyone else was afraid, David was boastful. When everyone else was afraid, David was assured. When everyone else was not confident, David was confident. As a matter of fact, David was so confident that he even refused to wear Saul's armor to fight the giant by the name of Goliath. David said, I don't need that armor. It's too heavy. It may hold you back. Just give me a slingshot and some rocks. I'm about to tell somebody, how many of y'all remember slingshots? Well, y'all telling your age. Y'all telling your age. Notice Elisha and Titus didn't raise their hand. Y'all telling your age. Man, when I grew up, man, that was our weapon of choice, slingshots. Well, we used to have the. David said, just give me a slingshot and some rocks. And David said, I will fight Goliath. I can fight Goliath because the battle is not mine. The battle is the Lord's. And God gave David the victory. Why? Because David had the right mentality with it. When David said, y'all scared? I ain't scared. I can fight Goliath. He had the right mentality. I can do it. In like manner, my brothers and my sisters of First Baptist Church, I don't care how tall your enemy may be. I don't care how big the obstacles may be in your life. You must have the right mentality. I can do it. I will do it. I must do it. Why? Because the battle is not mine. The battle is the Lord's. That's why Proverbs 3:5-5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding, Linda. In all thy ways, acknowledge God, and he shall direct thy path. That's why Isaiah 40:31 said, But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Ellis, you needed that last night. That's why. Y'all pray for our tigers. Pray for our tigers. That's why Romans 8:31 say, if God is for us, who in the world can be against us? My brothers and sisters, you can have inner strength for your outward struggles when you have the right mentality. Paul says, I can do. But then Paul gives us a second reason why we should have inner strength for outward struggles. A second reason that our hope is in Jesus Christ. He said, number one, we must have the right mentality. But then number two, he says, we must have the right mediator. We must have the right mediator. Look what he says in the text. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. A mediator is someone that speaks on your behalf. A mediator is someone who intercedes, Sister Brenda, on your behalf. A mediator is someone that intervenes on your behalf. I don't know about here in Gonzales or in Baton Rouge, but in the New Orleans area, you cannot watch local television and not be aware of all the lawyers that want to represent you. I know how bad it is out here, but there are so many commercials of lawyers that want to represent you when you have outward struggles. The commercials run all day and they run all night. Dudley DeBosia, we know the law. Kang Law Firm, Rain the King. Womack Law Firm, put the Womack on him. Mike Hengel, before you take a quick check, check with me. Gordon McKernan, get Gordon and get it done. Chip Forstall, he knows the law. And of course, the brother who started it all, Morris Bought, one call. Y'all know it, one call, that's all. And then Morris is so well known that he will no longer have to put his picture up on the billboard. He just put five letters, I-Y-K-Y-K. If you know, you know. Man, that's good, bro, it's good. But every day and every night in New Orleans, they run those lawyers commercials because they want to represent you and me when we have outward struggles in our lives. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, those law firms may be all right when you get into a car accident. Those law firms may be okay when you get into a truck accident. Those law firms may be okay when you get hurt on the job. However, when life is knocking you down, when life is knocking you out, when life attacks your family, when life attacks your marriage, when life attacks your business, when life attacks your finances, when the struggles of life are too much to handle, I don't know about you, but I don't recommend Dudley and DeBosia to represent you. When the struggles of life are too much to handle, I don't recommend Gordon McClendon. I don't recommend Michael. When the struggles of life are too much for you to handle, I don't recommend Chip Forstall. I don't even recommend Morris Bought, because they can only speak on your behalf to a judge at civil court. They can only speak on your behalf to a judge at traffic court. They can only speak on your behalf to a judge at criminal court. In other words, they can only speak to an earthly judge. Oh, but however, there are times in your life and my life when you need some heavenly help. There are times in your life and my life when you need some heavenly help for your outward struggles. Therefore, you must have the right mediator, and his name is Jesus Christ. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the mediator that will help us to get through the tough times that we have to face in life. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 2:5, there is one mediator between God and men, and that's the man, Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, that's who I want to represent me. That's who I want to speak for me. That's who I want to intercede on my behalf. I want Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who bore our sins on Calvary. Jesus Christ, who carried our sorrows. Jesus Christ, who was wounded for our transgressions. Jesus Christ, who was bruised for our iniquity. Jesus Christ, who was chastised for our peace, was upon him. Jesus Christ, the one who took our place at Calvary. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. And for you and for you and for you and for me, he died. Oh yes, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and even as I speak, is sitting at the right hand of God's in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where hope is found. Jesus Christ, and in Jesus Christ alone. That's why Paul says, Pastor Jim, in the text, I can do all things through Christ. Not a few things, all things, not some things, all things, not a small number of things, all things, but Mason, not certain things, but Sam Paul says, I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what the outward struggle may be in your life, no matter the temptation, no matter the tactic, no matter the attack of the enemy, if we have the right mentality and if we have the right mediator, you will have inner strength for your outward struggles. And then finally, Paul tells us one more thing we must do to be victorious in our outward struggles. One more thing that will remind us where our hope is found. Number one, you must have the right mentality. You must be convinced and convicted that no matter the outward struggle, because of your relationship with Jesus Christ, I can do all things. Secondly, you must have the right mediator. I can do all things through Christ. And then he says, number three, you must have the right mentality. You must have the right mediator. And number three, Paul says, we must have the right maturity. We must have the right maturity. He said, I can do all things through Christ. Here it is. Who strengthens me? Who strengthens me? Right maturity is when you realize where your help comes from. Yes. Now, right maturity is when you realize where your help comes from. Right maturity is when you realize where your strength comes from. When I was a boy growing up in the Lord Nightwater, New Orleans, I thought my strength came from eating all the right foods my mama told me I was supposed to eat. When I was a teenager at Lawless Junior High, I thought my Clark Senior High, I thought my strength came from how popular I was in school. And I was popular in school, y'all. When I became a man, I thought my strength came from what I drove or where I live. Man, you're a diamond in the back, sun rooftop, digging the sea with a gangster lean. Woo, woo, some of y'all know that, some of y'all don't. But then, Alicia, I became a Christian. Then I became a Christian. I became, Jim, born again. And that's when I realized my strength came from having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's where I realized that when I was a, Paul said when I was a child, I thought as a child, I did things, but once I became a man, Jim, I put away childish things. Ladies and gentlemen, hope is found through your relationship with Jesus Christ, because you can eat all the right things and still live a defeated life. You can be the most popular person in your school or on your job and still live a defeated life. You can drive a nice car and have the biggest house in your neighborhood and still live a defeated life. But oh, if you know Jesus Christ, if you know Christ for yourself, not know about him, not know of him, when you know Jesus for yourself, when you know the Jesus that lives on the inside of you, when you know the Jesus that walks with you and that talks with you, and he promised that he would never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you, then when the outward struggles come, when the enemy attacks your mind, and when the enemy attacks your marriage, and when the enemy attacks your ministry, and when the enemy attacks your life, then you can say with assurance, you can say with confidence, ladies, you can say with an attitude, you can say by faith, I can do all things. I see y'all back there. I like that. I like that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can, because my hope is found in Christ and in Christ alone. No matter the outward struggle, no matter what the enemy brings against me, because of my personal relationship with Jesus Christ, I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves me. So come on, brothers, realize you can do all things. Come on, sisters, realize you can do all things. Come on, husbands, come on, wives, realize you can do all things. Come on, college students, come on, high school students, come on, elementary school, realize that you can. Come on, church, realize that you can do all things. In spite of your outward struggles, you have inner strength to do all that God knows you can do because of your relationship with him and because he lives on the inside of you. That's Jim. When I was a little kid, one of my favorite days of the week was Saturday morning, because that's when the cartoons came on. I love Saturday morning cartoons. And one of my favorite cartoons was Popeye the Sailor Man. How many of y'all remember Popeye? I've got a lot of Popeye fans in here. Now, Popeye and Brutus would always get into a fight. I'm from the hood. I never understood. I see them fighting, but what in the world did they see in Oliver? I mean, this was her figure. I mean, she had no figure. They always fight over Oliver. What did they see in Oliver? Maybe she was a good kisser. I don't know. Maybe she cooked good food, I don't know. But Popeye and Brutus every Saturday morning were getting a fight over Oliver. I don't know, different strokes for different folks, all right? And man, those Popeye, usually, man, Brutus would be beating up on Popeye. He'd be beat up. Man, he'd be bruising his eye, bruising his ear, taking Popeye from his side. And I'd be screaming at the TV, eat your spinach, man! Eat your spinach, man! How many of y'all did that? Eat your spinach, man! Because when Popeye ate his spinach, something on the inside of him gave him strength to deal with something on the outside of him. And ladies and gentlemen, Popeyes ate that spinach. Oh, he said, I've taken all I can stand, and I can't stand no more. And he would have strength from inside that gave him strength on the outside that he can deal with all the things that he had to deal with. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the same thing for you and I. No, we don't have to have spinach. We got the Spirit of God living on the inside of us. We got Jesus Christ living on the inside of us. And because of him, we can do all things through Christ that gives us the strength, because Jesus lives on the inside of us. And because of that, we have the confidence that we can do all things through Christ that gives us the strength. I love the way the songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Christ. What is it, Elijah? On Jesus' name, thank you. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. He is our hope, yesterday, today, and forevermore. So if you want to make it through the outward struggles in life, make sure Christ is on the inside so you can deal with the struggles on the outside. Father, we thank you and we praise you for this wonderful privilege and opportunity that you've given me to stand in this pulpit where there's no lack of preaching, and to challenge the believers here today that you are our only hope. Our hope is not in the president. Our hope is not in the governor. Our hope is not in the mayor. Our hope is not in the police or the EMS. God, we thank God that our hope is in Jesus Christ. Help us to realize that in the day and time we're living in, with all the outward struggles, we have the inner strength because of the Christ that lives in us. And we'll be careful to give your name all praise, all glory, and all honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And for us, everybody say, amen. God bless y'all. I love y'all. Thank y'all so very much.
Thank you, Brother Fred.